About Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, we'll try to do as much as we can in the time that we have. I'll say to our Shulchan Aruch, so if you have a Mishnah Brura, the Shulchan Aruch, you can follow along. And if not, you can just listen. All the sheets, all the Mar Mekomos, or many of them, besides the Shulchan Aruch, are on the sheet in front of you. Shulchan Aruch says, Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, Nohagim, Lagum, Bashmaris Boker, Lomos Lichos, Vesachnunim, Mei Rosh Chodesh, El. So Sfardim, the Minhag of Sfardim, following the Shulchan Aruch, is to say Slichos for a month. Ashkenazim are starting this Motzi Shabbos. As the Ramah quotes, Meneg B'nei Ashkenaz Eino Kein, Meneg B'nei Ashkenaz is not to start Slichas so early, a month before, but we start blowing shofar, we start saying L'davar Hashem Ori, but we start at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. That's what we need. So this year, Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, so we start the Motzi Shabbos before. What do you need at least 4 days for? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the two reasons in the earlier poskim. Number one, because the halacha was that Mumin, animals in the Beis HaMikdash had to be checked for Mumin at least 4 days before they were brought as a Karban. So at least 4 days before we are checked for Mumin on Rosh Hashanah, we want to better ourselves and to make sure that we don't have any Mumin with us. So that is number one. The other reason given is that the Minhag of old was to fast and to say Slichas on the all days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And there are 4 days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva that you're not allowed to fast. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, and Shabbos. So to make up those 4 days, so we have 4 days even before Rosh Hashanah. That's where it comes from, but either way, we have at least 4 days, but we always start on a Motzi Shabbos so that nobody will forget, it won't be confusing. So it's always Motzi Shabbos, at least 4 days. So if Rosh Hashanah is on a early in the week, then we start the Motzi Shabbos before, but this year it's just Motzi Shabbos. Yeah? Is there a reason? Tshuva, Elul. We start, you should probably ask the other question. Is there a reason that we, Ashkenazim, don't do a month? Right, that's the, but again, that's before, but again, Yimei Slichos are coming. By the way, it's a good idea, again, we're not having a shiur about Slichos, maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow night, we'll see. But it's a good idea to look at the Slichos before you say Slichos. Slichos is one of the hardest things to have Kavan in, and either we're half sleeping, or as we do it in the morning. If you do it at night, then we're worried about being half sleeping the next morning. But either way, it's a tough week. It's a tough 2 weeks. It's tiring. But if one wants to make it a little more meaningful, before you say Slichos, I don't know, during the break, the night before, look at the Slichos. Art Scroll has a beautiful Hebrew English Slichos. Just look over what we're saying. The ones during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, it's three paragraphs that are unique to each night. So again, if one wants to make it more meaningful, that's the way to do it. Okay, that's Slichos the days before. Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Shulchan Aruch says there's a minhag to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Tavkuf pe'alav beis. Noagim lesanos Erev Rosh Hashanah. The minhag is to fast. We don't fast. There were ga'onim that fasted on Rosh Hashanah. We don't, so we push up to Erev Rosh Hashanah. So that is a minhag. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Why doesn't anybody in the world do it? That's a good kasha. Right? We could have a shir. Things in the Shulchan Aruch that nobody does. Things not in the Shulchan Aruch that everybody does. But this is one of the halachas in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a minhag lesanos. So if one can fast at least part of the day, that is a minhag tov. Meaning through chatzos. If one can fast through chatzos, I don't know what it is, it's not so late, 12-something, 1-something, just skip breakfast. And then eat a later lunch, that is a minhag tov. Right, I'm going to have to fast the whole day, because you don't want to go into yantif when you're not feeling well, but it's definitely a minhag tov to try to fast at least on Erev Rosh Hashanah until Chatzos. Good. Just again, I'm not going to do all the halachas, just the ones that are more applicable. Erev Rosh Hashanah, we don't say Tachnun, even though we say Tachnun earlier during Slichos and Erev Rosh Hashanah. And of course, we don't blow shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah, because that's one of the actions that we do or don't do, La'arbev es ha-satan, to mix up the satan. We'll talk about that another time also. Good. Shulchan Aruch, Machapsim, Mistapim, Erev Rosh Hashanah, even though it's Yom HaDin, it's also a Yantif, so we shower, we dress properly, we get haircuts, there's a minhag of going to the mikvah, there's a lot of talk that Bezman HaZeh, this year, many people are not going to the mikvah, Poskim, why? Because of Corona issues, Poskim say that a 4-minute shower could function b'di'eved, not as a mikvah for Hilchas Mikvos, Tumah V'Tahara, but as the minhag of going to the mikvah, based on Takanas Ezra, in the days of old, a 4-minute shower would also help for in that case. Good. There's a minhag of going to the Beis HaKfaris beforehand, but that's a minhag quoted in the Ramah. Tavkuf Pei Beis. Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Aseres Yimei Tshuva Omer the Hosafos. Hamelach HaMishpat HaMelach HaKadosh. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that one has to be Choser for both of those. The Ramah says no. Only Choser for HaMelach HaKadosh, but not for HaMelach HaMishpat, because after all, you mentioned Malchus in the Bracha. Melech Oev Stako Mishpat, and therefore the Ramah says that one is only Choser for HaMelach HaKadosh and not HaMelach HaMishpat. But we are not Choser, bro. Well, let's just review. What happens if I cash myself, which often happens? Okay, I'll go to Melech HaKadosh. So Toka de Dibur, one's good. Toka de Dibur, one is okay, and you can just go to HaMelech HaKadosh. If one said the next word, Ata, Chonein, that's it, start again. Right? Even if it's Betokhtei Dibur. So again, one should try to remember and focus HaMelech HaKadosh and HaKel HaKadosh. The minhag is to add in the Hosafos of Uchsov and Zachreinu L'chaim, and those Hosafos, those the Shulchan Aruch quotes, we are not Choser for. Why are we not Choser for them? They're nowhere in Shas. So it's a lower level minhag. A minhag that's not mentioned in Shas anywhere, HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat is in the Gemara. But Zachrin al-Lachayim Yichamoch is not in the Gemara, so we're not Choser for them. It's even controversial that we do them. Some Rishonim were against saying them. After all, the Gemara says in Brachas, Daf Lamed Daled, that a person should not ask for things during the first three Brachas of the Amidah. Right? That's Shevach. So what are we doing during the middle of Shevach? Zachrin al-Lachayim Melech Chavis B'chayim So L'chayim Tovim. What are we asking? That's not the right spot. So Tosfos in Maseches Brachas and Daf Lamed Daled quotes that we shouldn't be asking for it. But why are we allowed to? Why are we allowed to? Some Rishonim say it's wrong. The Rashba says don't say it. But the Minog that the Shulchan Aruch quotes based on Tosfos says we're allowed to say it. Why? Sarchei Tzibur. Sarchei Tzibur. You can't ask personal requests during the first three brachas. But Sarchei Tzibur, Tosfos says, Sho'alin. That's why we're allowed to ask. And the Rush adds in one more line, which helps. The fact that the tzibur needs Hashem is the greatest praise to Hashem that there is. So it's really shevach. If all of Am Yisrael, Hashem, we need you! So that shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the melech. So really it's shevach. Zachreinu l'chaim. And therefore, the minhag is for us to say it. Okay, but again, we don't repeat because it's a later takana. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Dalet, Yishnoagim lispalel, Hashem Yikiburim bekriya. Some are mispalel, bent over a little bit on Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, and some of Zuchayim lizko b'safar brachas before the end of the bracha. You have to go higher. Okay, so that is the posture of tefillah. The poskim say that bakashos are allowed on Rosh Hashanah. It's the day of bakashos, it's the day of Yom Adin, even if it's Shabbos. There are poskim that say this year, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, so usually we try not to ask for things on Shabbos because we're supposed to feel like, oh, we have everything and everything is perfect. But Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, the poskim say that, I think I gave it to you in the Piskei Tshuvos, Source 5, right? Mitam zeh mutter v'roi l'spal al acholim, Rosh Hashanah v'kippur, and v'avkash acholim b'Shabbos. V'kumochei mutter l'vakish b'tfilas yom me'elu, kol ha'bakashas ha'pratios ha'klalios. These are the days of Bakasha. Kodesh Baruch Hu is listening, even though it says there's an Isra of Bakasha's Rachamim, Asiyas Strachav. It's flexible. We say Bakashas on Shabbos. Elokai Nitzor is a Bakasha. Hamapil is a Bakasha. There are other Bakashas that we say. So we can be a little flexible, but especially today, Rosh Hashanah, one is allowed to. The Levush in Source number 6 talks about the Hosafos that we have at night on Rosh Hashanah. The Psukim. Tikkun b'chodesh shofar. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, none are mentioned. None of those Hosafos are mentioned. And if one's a Shulchan Aruch man, and the Vilna Gaon is a Shulchan Aruch man in this regard, or the minhag in many places in Israel is not to say any of those. V'shamru, v'yedaber, and tikkun b'chodesh shofar, not to say any of those, because that's a hefsik, smichas, gula, l'tfila. What are you allowed to say between gula and tfila? Hashkivenu, okay, because the Gemara says, you're allowed to say that. Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, the Gemara says you're allowed to say that. Hashem Sfasai Tiftach stretches the Shmon Esrei, it's a Tefillah Arichta. Hashkivenu stretches Geula Arichta. So those. And Kaddish is a Mitzarif, a combination of the Seaboard. But you can't say anything else. So where does the Shamru come from? Shamru is nowhere in the Gemara. So therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Grod, don't say it. The Minhag in many places is to say it. Where does that come from? So the Rashba has a line that is kind of like the Gabbai announcing to remember what Shmon Esrei you were supposed to say. So instead of banging, yalla v'yavo, you know, v'shem b'nei Yisrael, oh, Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. Take a back on the shofar, so you remember all these things. Okay, so that's one approach. But the Torah quotes v'shamru. In Hilchos Shabbos, I didn't give this to you. The Torah quotes v'shamru. What does the Torah say? V'shamru is also geula. Why? If we keep one Shabbos or two Shabbosos, we'll get the geula. So that's enough, says the Torah. Ask the Mefarshim on the bottom of the Torah, what about Vayidaber Moshe, right? What about Yantif? They're all Zeichelisius Mitzrayim. They're all connected to Geula. Okay. What about Rosh Hashanah? Tika B'chodesh Shofar? Says the Levush, V'hayah B'yoma Hu Yitaka B'shofar Gadol. This also reminds us of Geula. What about Yom Kippur? This is the greatest line. What about Yom Kippur? Says the Levush, Geulas HaNefesh. There's no greater day. He's saying this for Halacha. Right? The Levush is a Halachist. Right, but the talk about the Levush and all of his farm in a different time, but the Levush is Gulas HaNefesh, that's also okay. Lamaisa, if one is in a shul that you say it, Yish Makom LaHakel, again, many places in Eretz Yisrael, they follow Menag HaGra not to say it, but again, that's the related to the night davening. This year, we have Vishamru and Tiku for those shuls that say. The Shulchan Aruch also says, a Menag of Klal Yisrael in Siftes, the Ramah quotes, the minhag is to say to your friend a special greeting on Rosh Hashanah night. Hashanah Tova, Tikha Sev, period. That's the Ramah. You're waiting for the next word. The Ramah does not have the second word. Hashanah Tova, Tikha Sev. Right? The Mishnah Berurah quotes. The Magen Avraham says, no, Sev HaSeicha Sem also. The Gra says, no, don't Sev HaSeicha Sem. What's the issue? So some are familiar with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, source number 8, turning over. The Gemara tells us that on Rosh Hashanah, Tzadikim and Rishayim are signed and sealed. Done. Nechtavim v'nechtamim. The Beinonim, Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And Yom Kippur, they have the Ksiva and the Chasima. So says the Ramah, says the Gra. We're Beinonim, Mestama. So, v'sei chaseif. No Chasima today. V'sei chaseif, that's what's appropriate. But the Magen Avraham says v'sei chaseif, why? Two pshatim. Number one, it means the process. V'sei chaseif, v'sei chaseim. The process is starting now, and even if it's not finished until next week. But what's the deeper idea? No, we're wishing each other that they're tzaddikim. You should have the chasima today, and you should be a tzaddik. We're wishing. V'sei chaseim. You should be a tzaddik, and be zochet to the chasima even today. So again, that is the minhag. Again, if one grows up in a shtibol, you have a couple of extra words that you add on. Aruchim, b'chulu, a couple of other words. But that is Tavkuf Pei Beis. That's that night. So we go home, and then Tavkuf Pei Gimel, we have the simanim. The simanim, the special foods that sometimes one has, now sometimes they sell in stores, a whole package of all the special foods. This is based on the Gemara. The Gemara has these special foods. The Gemara in Krisos, the Gemara in Harios. It talks about all of the special foods that we eat as a siman. Karsi, leek, silka, beets, tamri, dates, craw, gourd, zucchini, all different types. And we say all the yiratzot are related. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sifkat and Dalid. That the Yomar Abakasha Achar Aschalas Achila, which also Lahavsik Bein Abracha Achila. Right, one is not allowed to say the bakasha of Yehi Ratzon after the bracha before you eat. Right, that's a hefsek. Brachos Omer Chalom, Borei Pri Ha'etz, if it's a date, and then Yehi Ratzon, and then eat. No, that's a hefsek. So you have two choices. Bracha, eat a little bit, then say Yehi Ratzon, or Yehi Ratzon, then bracha, then eat. So the poskim say the former is better. First make the bracha, then take a little bite, and then say the hirasa. Why? What's the difference? Yeah? Question? Well, why is that? Because the halacha is that we're supposed to praise Hashem before we praise ourselves. Right? The poskim say, I gave it to you, the Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara in Nedarim, I give it to you, yeah, Lamed Beis. Why did shame lose the kahuna? Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem. Because he first praised Avraham and then praised Hashem. Rav Schechter likes to point out that Gemara, and he said whenever you make a l'chaim, you're supposed to first shave the shahakol, and then drink a little bit, and then make the l'chaim. First praise Hashem, and then praise the people. The first, right? The first, the song that people sing at the chuppah when the chassan goes down is Mi Adir Alakol, Mi Baruch Alakol. You praise Hashem, and the second song is about Hu Yivarech Hazachasim Hazakala. But you always praise Hashem first. So that's why here too, you make the bracha, you eat a little bit, and then you say the Yehi Ratzon. One second. Why are we making a bracha at all? We just washed. Why are we making a bracha? We just said Amotzi. What are we saying Ha'etz for? What's the answer? It's not a meal for the Suda. It's symbolic. Anything symbolic that's not part of the Suda, you have to make a bracha on. Just like Maror should get a bracha, but we say, oh, you're Yotzei by Karpas. You have in mind the Maror. What do we have in mind the Maror? We just said Amotzi 5 minutes ago. No, we're not eating the maror as part of the meal. We're eating it as symbolic for the mitzvah. That's why it requires a bracha. So that's why one should say it. It's interesting, the most common minog simin is the apple. And that's the only one that's not in the Gemara. Right, that's what the Ramah quotes. Tapuach bedvash, assuming that a tapuach is an apple. But that's the minog of many. Again, it's beautiful minog, apple, and all the other simanim. So that is fine, but again, that is how one should do it. Yeah.
If what was said about a wedding is true, then why does Baruch Haba come before me again?
What is Baruch Haba? Baruch Haba is not... Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem. I mean, that's just welcoming. I don't want to call it that when you have a lengthy praise like the song. Baruch Haba is just saying, how are you? You know, that's... I don't want to say that's like giving him a bracha so much. Yeah. If it's something symbolic, yeah, like Mora would be Hadama. If it's something not in there. Again, a lot of our simanim, besides the apple, like we have, my wife would put a piece of zucchini in the soup. I'm not going to make adam on there because it's also part of the meal. If it's something that I'm only eating because it's like a weird, I don't know, like the second night, the starfish, right? Those other things that you can't imagine. They're so colorful, but they taste so, ugh, right? You think like it's going to be amazing. I mean, everything Hashem makes is amazing. But again, that's, yeah, it's. I think it would be either way. Yeah. Shechianu is the first night we say Shechianu by Kiddush. Well, both nights we say Shechianu by Kiddush. A regular stam or not a stam question. So Shechianu could, that's a good question. But a Shechianu could be connected, that's a bracha. So that could be connected to the bracha. That's not like a Yehi Ratzon. You could say it even with the bracha, I think. You could say Ha'et, Shechianu, then eat. Because Shechianu is part of the bracha. Yeah. To see, yes, they're all in front, as long as they're all in front of you and you know that they're there, right? They're the black eyed peas and the... Sorry? They're all kind of like their own thing, but they're all unique, and once you make a ha'etz and you have it in mind, so I think it would be, okay. Okay, that's a simanim. What happens if you don't have the simanim? Guess what? You're allowed to say the Yehi Ratzons. You're still allowed to say them. You're still allowed to daven for a sweet year, even if you don't have the apple. Poskim point that out. I gave you where is it? The number of Nevinzal in source 15. Imasimanim munachim lefanav pashut yachol omar yiratzon. V'gamim einam ochlim. Even if you, what if you don't want to eat it? You don't like it, but you want to say it. You're allowed to. Gamim einam lefanav rashay lomar yiratzon. Hakadosh Baruch Hu lefanav him gluyim biduim. It's revealed in front of Hashem, and therefore you're allowed to say it. What's the idea then of having these simanim? So the Shlach Kodesh, I gave it to you in Rabbi Bernstein, Rabbi Emanuel Bernstein has a beautiful sefer on Tshuva, a lot of his farm are great. Source 16, he quotes from the Shlach Kodesh that the Ramban says in Brachos that often we do a physical action in order to bring down the Shefa. Avram Avinu walks through Eretz Yisrael in order to start the Kinyan. We make it more concrete when we have something. When we do something physical, so we have these simanim to give it more stability, anchor it, and if one has them. But again, if one doesn't have them, one can daven even without it. Good. The Ramah quotes the minhag of not sleeping on Rosh Hashanah afternoon. Again, does not mean not sleeping at night. The Ramah quotes the minhag of not sleeping noagim shlo lishon biyom Rosh Hashanah. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes that if one is just going to waste their time, and it would be better to sleep for half an hour or an hour and then get up and use the rest of the time for learning, then one should do that because Yoshe Batel Ki Yashen Dami. Right? If somebody's sitting there doing nothing, you know better than sleeping. And therefore, if one needs to sleep, one is exhausted. Davening was exhausting. I know if I put my head down for 20 minutes, you know, I could use the rest of the day better. So then that's fine. It's not an usser. Again, some families grow up, it's like you sleep. It's like the worst aveira that you could do, sleeping on Rosh Hashanah. But again, there's a minug. We're trying to keep that minug. But again, if we need to, you know, it's better to stay up for 3 hours and just take hours of schmoozing and bittul and whatever. But I can't focus on learning now, so but I can't sleep. So again, whatever, we have to realize the value. Some quote, right, the Piskei Chuvos quotes, the Arizal used to sleep on Rosh Hashanah after Chatzos. So two things. Number one, you take the Arizal's kulas, you have to take his chumers also. It's a package deal, number one. And number two, the Arizal did more when he slept than a lot of us do. They say Rav Chaim Yivalashin was once sitting next to the Arizal when the Arizal was sleeping and his mouth was moving the whole time when he was sleeping. When he woke up, he says, what was that? So he says that, I forgot which pasuk, I think it's in Dvarim somewhere, the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. He said, I was told 1,000 pshatim on this phrase in Dvarim. If I start telling you, it would take me millions of lifetimes to tell you all of the secrets of this pasuk. And okay, anyway, so the Arizal slept, he can do what he wants. Fine. Tafkuf Pei Dalid. There's no halal on Rosh Hashanah. It's inappropriate to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's sitting on the throne of Chaim V'Maves. That is not a time for us to be saying halal. Good. The Mila, the laning, the Mila. Good. Tafkuf Pei Hei. Tafkuf Pei Hei. The minhag is to blow shofar standing at the bima. The Schus HaTorah. Two brachas. One is Lishmoa Kol Shofar. Most Rishonim hold the bracha is Shmia, not the Tkia. So when the Baal Kol Tokeh is blowing for me, it's not Shomea, it's not, you know, he's doing the mitzvah for me. When I hear the shofar, I'm doing the mitzvah. I hear the shofar. Right? It's not that anybody's being motzi me in the shofar. I am hearing the shofar. Mitzvah of Shmia. The minag, if one can, to blow shofar on the right side of one's mouth. This is a famous bir halacha. This is the only place where the Chafetz Chaim quotes a contemporary in all of his writings. Chafetz Chaim never quotes anybody from his generation. Nobody. Except here. Bir halacha, Tafkuf Pehei, quotes the Meshech Chachma. There's a remez based on a pasuk in Shoftim that you should blow from the right side of your mouth. Meshech Chachma makes it into the Chafetz Chaim's writings. There's a whole story. You can feel free to do the research. That whole story about why Dafka quoted, and I have a version of the story here confirmed by his son-in-law, Rav Mendel Zaks, Chavetz Chaim's son-in-law, that he was a big machlokes between the Chavetz Chaim and the Meshech Chachma, whether the Russian government wanted to put secular studies in, should you close the yeshivas, or keep them open, and keep the... So whole machlokes, Chavetz Chaim wanted to put the Meshech Chachma in to show that he didn't hold any hard feelings to the Meshech Chachma. Even all of this whole machlokes, but he quotes from Meir Simcha. That's what it is right here. Meir Simcha. Okay, that's the only place. Trivia question. Eating before the tkios is a huge topic. A huge topic of a separate shir. Again, technically Mikra Din, no different than any other Shabbos. After Shacharis, you have a chiv of Kiddush, you make Kiddush, you're allowed to eat before Musaf, if you make Kiddush. But for tkios shofar, it's a big discussion, whatever one's yeshiva or shul does, one could follow that custom, yeshmi amalismo. The minhag have to have the makri of the tkiyas, and even the first one, fine. Tavkuf pehe. Tavkuf pehvav is about shofar, different shofaros. Again, there's some hashkafa agada to here, but I'm not going to do it all right now with you, but we'll talk more about that maybe tomorrow night. An interesting halacha, again, you're not the makri, so you don't have to decide what exactly is yotze, what's not yotze. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tavkuf Pei Vavav, any sound of shofar comes out. It's okay. Sometimes there's like a weak one. You know, it's like, come on, that's a shofar blast. Right? Sometimes there's one of the that switches. It's all good. It's all kosher. As long as it's a sound. Doesn't matter. It could be dak, it could be av, kol ha-kolos k'sherim b'shofar. Right, the only problem with shofar is, number one, obviously, if it's not long enough, and also if you blow the wrong sounds. That's what the makri has to be wary of. If he starts blowing the wrong sound, that can mess up the whole seder, because you have to have the seder of the sounds. But again, that's the makri's job. Tavkuf pei vav. Tavkuf pei tes. Moving right along to... the time for tkiyas shofar during the day. I'm just trying to do the lamaisa elements of the halachas. Who has to hear shofar? Everyone has to hear shofar. Men have to hear shofar. Women have accepted to hear shofar. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes in a tshuva, they've accepted, even though it's not a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah that says zman grama. The Piskei Tshuvas quotes, again, a little surprisingly, that, you know, if somebody has a hearing aid, he should probably take it out. Probably take it out for, because again, they're not really hearing the shofar. I've been asked, what if you could hear less, you know, without it, but you could hear better? Again, better to hear it weaker, you know, without it than to have it in. You want to really hear the shofar. So again, I think I gave you that Piskei Tshuvos in the, 31. I gave you, there's a lot more, many more sources here. Rav Kook talks about shofar in 928. But again, that is in terms of hearing the sounds. But let's talk about shofar and the number of sounds that you have to hear. So again, there are different steps in the halacha. Where do you get 100 from? And in Bizman as in now, this year, it could be some shuls are doing less. You want to get more minyanim in, people, depending on where you are and where you live. But where does 100 come from, the ideal? So, step one, step two, step three. Step one, it says in the Torah, 3 times the word trua. You put together Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel, it says the word trua 3 times. So because of the Gzeirah Shavah, we assume you have to hear trua, which is the sound of the shofar that you have to hear 3 times, and we have a Mesorah, that every shofar sound is preceded and followed by a straight blast, what we call a tkiah. What we call a tkiah. So, minimum, one has to hear 9 sounds of shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Tkia, trua, tkia. Not what we call trua. Trua is the word in the Torah that means the shofar blast. So, we have to hear trua preceded and followed by a tkia. Step 1-9. Step 2, there's a problem. We have no idea what trua means. It's fascinating that the Amoraim didn't know what trua meant. So the Rishonim asked, what did their father do? What did their grandfather do? What do you mean? It's like the Kasha. What tefillin did Rashi's father wear? Right? Like Metzias wise. But again, without that Kasha, the Amoraim weren't sure. What is the trua sound? We have 2 choices, or maybe 3 choices. What did the Torah want us to hear? It's some type of crying sound. So is it Gunuche Ganach, a groaning sound, a krechtsing sound? Right, something like that. Or is it a wailing sound? What we call a trua. like a temper tantrum, you know, total. Right? So which is it? Is it a groaning sound? Is it a weeping? That's the word I was looking for. A weeping sound. Or maybe it's both. Maybe it's groaning and weeping. Because often when somebody is about to cry, first they start groaning and then they start weeping and they lose control. So what does the Torah want us to hear? It can't be the opposite, weeping then groaning, because that's not normal. That's not normal crying. It's always groaning then weeping. So we have 3 choices. What we call shvarim, what we call trua, what we call shvarim trua. So you know what? We do them all. We do each of them 3 times. But it says, step one, you have to hear the trua 3 times, which is 9 kolos. So we do tekiah shvarim tekiah 3 times, tekiah trua tekiah 3 times, tekiah shvarim trua tekiah 3 times. That's 30. And that's the minimum number of tkiyas that one has to hear on Rosh Hashanah. And that is why the Chazal instituted for the people that are old, the sick, the women that have to go out with the kids, that right at the beginning, before Musaf, you blow 30 kolos. So if anybody hears those 30 kolos, they're Yotze. If somebody this year has to go blow for somebody in Bidud, 30 kolos. Yotze, the mitzvah of tkiyas. That's step 2. Step 3. Had to get to 100. Step 3. We have a din, most Rishonim assume it's Darabanan, but it could be Daraisa, according to some. Tkios al Seder Habrachos. Blowing shofar in conjunction with Malchus Zichronos and Shofros. Special, the only mitzvah that we do in the middle of davening, middle of Shmona Esrei, Lulav is Halil, but middle of the Amida. So Tkios al Seder Habrachos. So that is why we blow, again, Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat, in the middle of Shmona Esrei. And depending where you daven, everybody blows during Chazaras Hashatz. If you only blow during Chazaras Hashatz, that's another 30. So you end up with 60. If you blow also during the quiet Shmon Asrei, different minhagim, then you end up Shmon Asrei with 90. So by the end of Chazaras Hashatz, you either have 60 or 90. That's step 3. 9, 30, 60, 90. And finally, step 4, there's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi tells us that the mother of Sisra, cried 100 cries when her Bubala Sisra didn't come home from going out to kill the Jews. So therefore, we blow 100 kolos on Rosh Hashanah. 1,000 pshatim given. Why do we care about the mother of the anti-Semite Sisra on Rosh Hashanah? We could talk about that at the end of this time. But either way, that's the minhag. 100 kolos aim Sisra. So that's why, lechatchila, we try to hire 100. If we can't, 30 bidi'eved is the minimum that we need. Okay. Yeah. We just call it 100 kolos. You're right. It's just what we call it. It's really, you're right, you could call that one sound. But we call it 100 because we call Shvarim Trua two sounds, just practically. We do. There is a machlokas Rishonim. This also relates to what you just asked. There's a machlokas Rishonim whether the Baal Tokea takes a breath between the Shvarim Trua when he does the Tashrat. Rabbeinu Tam says, Shtei Neshimos. Rabbeinu Tam holds, Shvarim Trua, do. You take a breath in between. You might not notice, but or not. Many other Rishonim say that Tosfos and the Rosh and others say that it's one Neshima, together. You don't take a breath in between. So, different Minhagim, the most common Minhag, the Shahat Siyan. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shahat Siyan. I think I gave it to you. Again, all the sources are here. I gave you the Rabbeinu Hananel in 34 quotes the Aim Sisra. The Mishnah Berurah, 37, 38, they quote that the minhag is to split. The minhag is to do neshima achas by the first 30 and shtei neshimas by the next 70. That's the minhag of many Baalei Tkiya. Neshima achas by the end. You don't say according to everybody. What is it going to everybody? Neshima achas and shtei neshimos. It's a question that we've shown him. Does each one agree that the other one is okay with the eved? Maybe it only works in one direction. But that is the that's the number of shofaros that one has to hear. What else could we talk about? What else could we talk about? An important halacha, the end of Tavkuf Tzadi Aleph. The end of Tavkuf Tzadi Aleph. These are all halachas about Musaf, the different lashonos in the tefillah. Ochilo lakel, aleinu. We say aleinu. The Rama quotes in Siv Zion in Malchias. So the minhag in many places is to go down for Aleinu, and on Yom Kippur to go down by the Avoda. So there is a minhag of Klal Yisrael not to get their pants dirty, and therefore they give out paper towels before Aleinu or for the Avoda. That's fine. That's fine. But there's another reason where the minhag is to give out paper towels, and that is there's a halacha of Evan Maskis. There's Evan Maskis. One is not allowed to go down and bend and not have a hefsik between their face and the floor. Because we assume that's what the Odi Avodah Zarah do. So whenever we go down with our face facing the floor, there has to be some type of break between the face and the floor. So therefore, when you bow down by Aleinu, when you bow down by the Avodah on Yom Kippur, you want to get a paper towel, that's fine, but then you need two paper towels. You need one between your face and the floor, so there's no Isser, there's no problem of Evan Maskis. This, by the way, is a halacha that applies every day. This is the idea of Nefilas Apayim by Tachnun. Mentioned this before. People have a misconception that there's a halacha that your arm has to be covered by tachnun. Right? You can't say tachnun with short sleeves. Your arm has to be covered. There's no such halacha. There's no such halacha. Your arm does not have to be covered. Why does your arm have to be covered? Why can't you wear short sleeves? The halacha is that you need a hefsik between your face and the floor. So if I'm going like this, so my arm is me. Just like my arm can't be my own kippah, my arm can't be a cover. But if I have pants, if I have a sitter, if I have a table, then you don't need a sleeve. Sometimes you see people going like this, right? You're saying tachron facing up. That's totally the wrong position of tachron. Nefilas apayim. Your face has to be towards the floor. If you have a shtender, a table, anything, that's fine. The same halacha, Evan Maskis. So you need a hefsek between your face and the floor for aleinu or for any other time that one goes down. Yeah. Rav Schechter holds that wall-to-wall carpeting built in is not called a hefsek. And therefore, you need something else, because that's the floor. Yeah?
So I'm trying to do a headstand. You have that position.
What?
A headstand? A handstand on your head.
Yeah, is what? What is that?
What people do is, like, they kind of get down onto the floor and put your head on the floor without the addition.
If you put Again, you need a break between your face and the floor. Let's just... Okay. I don't know. You could demonstrate it at some other time. I don't know. Yeah.
Your head's not actually on the floor. Why do you need to sit
here? Your face, even if it's on the floor, if you're bending down towards the floor, that's the halacha. The Rama quotes that in Hilchos Nefilas Apayim. Because that's a minug of, you know, you're not really going down to the floor, right? You're that's karim. That's karim, not mishtachavim, I would say. What else? Let's try to quickly finish. What else? Okay, we mentioned tefillah balach, blowing in the tefillah balachash. Seuda. So we paskin like those Rishonim that say that there's a chiyuv of seuda on Rosh Hashanah. Tav kuf tzadi zayin, when is Allah to fast? When is Allah to fast? In the morning. The morning is just other years. Just take a drink in the morning. If you don't know when your davening is going to finish, you take a drink of water in the morning, you're fine. You're not fasting. But even though we have a seuda, the Shulchan Aruch says we shouldn't go overboard. Again, if you're not at home, I don't think this is a problem. You know, halavai, it should be, you know, you should have yantif food. But again, you know, it shouldn't be like every delicacy in the world, because there are some Rishonim that say they should fast, but we don't paskin that way. There's a fascinating Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, though, says, because there are some Rishonim that say you need to fast, if you forget Yalav Yavo in benching, you do not have to repeat benching. Even though usually, whenever there's a chiyuv to eat bread, you have a chiyuv. If you forget Yalav Yavo, you have to repeat. But because there are some Rishonim that say that you have a mitzvah to fast, so therefore, at least we won't repeat if we forget. Finally, the last halacha. Yeah.
Is that halacha?
Yeah, with halacha. Just one final halacha. I think we covered most of what's lemaisa for us. The second night of Rosh Hashanah, we have a chumrah to have new fruit, to wear a new beged. Keep in mind that that's a chumrah. There's a machlokas whether Rosh Hashanah is one long day halachically, Yom Arichta, or two separate days. Me'ikar adin we paskin, it's two separate days. And therefore, your shechianu, the second night, is for the day. Rosh Shlomo Zalman points that out. Many times people think we shouldn't say Shechianu. So that's why you have to have the new fruit of the new beged and have people announce, have in mind the new fruit. Then you forget that it's for the day. You think it's just for the new fruit. No, it's for the day. But there are some Rishonim that say it's really one long day. So you already said Shechianu earlier today. So that is why we have in mind the new fruit also. Okay, but again, once you keep that in mind, that the second night, Shechianu, is for the day and for the fruit. That is Vatodienu. We do also Yaknahaz, right? Kiddush and Abdallah together on Motzei Shabbos. I'll send it to you. I'll send it to somebody. Somebody sent me a WhatsApp this morning, and with this we'll end. 10 unique things that are going to happen in Tavshin Pei Aleph. Pretty amazing. 5 Vatodienus. That's not so exciting, but here, where is it? Here it is. Vatodienu 5 times. Fine. There's no Shabbos Chol HaMoed. This is just unique. Shabbos Miketz is not Shabbos Chanukah. Aser B'Teves on Erev Shabbos. The only fast day fall on a Friday. Purim Mishulash. Purim's on Friday. Erev Pesach, Shechalias B'Shabbos. Right, that's all this year. Shabbos Zachar is Parshas Truma. Right, and all these other unique factors. Anyway, a couple of other things, but it's the I'll just say now. It's the year this week, we're waiting this week in Nisan Vayelach. We're lading I think Tavshin Pei has something. Tavshin Pei were lading Vayelech twice. Vayelech was the first parsha of the year. Last year, Shabbos Shuvah. We're lading Vayelech this year, Tavshin Pei. It's the only time that could ever happen, but it usually, often, does not happen. So Tavshin Pei also has something going for it. But Be'ez Hashem, Tavshin Pei Aleph should be a year of Bracha, Yeshua, and Refuos, and Geulos for Am Yisrael.